Alrighty, everyone. So good afternoon, happy Monday, and welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Nominating Governance Committee meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara, and I'm the Executive Assistant here at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a few reminders is first, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you're a member of the public and you would wish to give a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it's something you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. However, to the members of our board and staff, as always, please state your name before speaking. And with that, we'll begin today's Nominating Governance Committee meeting. The day is Monday, April 12th, 2021. The time is 5:38 p.m. Dr. Yabano, may you please call the meeting to order?
Yes, I would like to call this meeting to order at 5:38 p.m.
Thank you, Dr. Yabano. Thank you. So I'll now take roll call to establish quorum. Dr. Yabano?
Here.
Dr. Digbush?
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Thank you to our board members. We have reached quorum. Next, we'll move on to public comments. We didn't receive any public comments form for this meeting. However, if you're a member of the public and you would wish to give a comment, you can unmute yourself now.
Actually, Jen, this is Ismail Soto, Director of Development Communications. I'd like to actually start with a public comment and actually share great news with our governance committee. This morning at our reopening, four of our schools, I was able to attend MSA 7 and through some extensive efforts with some of our partners, we're able to get some very positive news media. So Jen has on screen the coverage by KABC Channel 7, which aired at 4 p.m. The better news, however, is that I'm actually recording now. I'm looking at my TV right next to me. At 6 p.m., CBS 2 will also air the opening of MSA 7. And it gets better. KCAL 9 will air their coverage at 8 p.m. tonight on their news channel. But the news doesn't stop there. We are actually in conversations right now with Univision, Spanish Media, and a bunch of others for a potential follow-up tomorrow. So this might even get better. But without further ado, Jen, if you wouldn't mind hitting the play button, this is, again, KABC Channel 7's coverage of MSA 7's reopening.
Goes back to school today for about half the kids at Magnolia Science Academy 7, a charter elementary school in Burbank. Even kids who are still at home will be in class in a sense. The school has installed cameras so that remote students can join their peers via Zoom. That's just one of many changes.
First of all, smaller groups. The class sizes range anywhere between 4 students and 10 students now, as opposed to 25. Obviously, a lot of health and safety initiatives and upgrades to practice social distancing. We have the new lines throughout the campus to help with directional traffic, hand washing stations, mask initiative, barriers in the classroom, and just a lot overall. There's a lot of things to make sure that we welcome our students back in a safe and healthy way, but always looking at safety as the number one concern.
School has also added a second full-time adult in each classroom to help monitor Zoom and make sure all COVID guidelines are being followed.
Thanks for sharing that, Jen. So really exciting, and it's only 4 of our 10 schools. As you know, 6 of our schools will be opening next Monday. But the angle here was the use of technology. There was a flood of media requests today from multiple charter organizations. And the reason we were able to get several bites from 3 media sources was our technology angle. So it was the angle of technology, being able to do simultaneous learning. So the teachers teaching to a screen, almost as if you see like these awards assemblies and ceremonies. You can see the screen with all the different boxes of students that are virtual, and then they've got their in-person. So it was really exciting. Just wanted to share that bit of good news before we got our governance committee started.
Yes, this is really great. Whoever has involved in this, I would like to congratulate the team on such big achievement. I'm just thrilled to see, and I think this is what we deserve. We should see more of it moving forward, hopefully. Thanks for all the efforts.
This is part of what we do in our department. So yes, thank you. Yes. So that was it for my public comment, Jen.
Thanks, Ismail. Is there anyone else from the public that would like to make a comment? If not, we'll move on with the approval of the agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
So moved. This is Amit.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. I'll now take roll call vote. Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Dr. Diklic?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to the approval of minutes for the Nominating Governance Committee meeting from March 29th, 2021. Would a board member like to move the motion?
Yes, I move again. This is Amit.
No, second it.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano. Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Now take roll call vote. Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Dr. Diklic?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Thank you. The minutes for March 29th, 2021 has been approved. Now moving on to the agenda, we're going to move on to the information and discussion items, starting with 2A, discussion regarding the creation of MPS Development Committee. This will be presented by Mr. Soto, our Director of Development and Communications. Mr. Soto.
Thanks again for that, Jen. Good evening, board members. It's always a pleasure to be with you all. I think given the hard cutoff of 6 p.m., what I think I'd like to do is just do a quick synopsis overview of what I presented, which is really the meat and bones description of what we're proposing here, which is the formation of a development committee. I did actually agree with our CFO, Sardar, in terms of the title. I did a little bit of research and I believe that makes the most sense. So I want to do two things. One, I want to kind of do a synopsis of what I presented here as a board cover. And then two, talk about potential recommendations for members of this committee. And then three, we had talked about potentially merging development and outreach. And I'd like to give some of my feedback on that. I've done a little research as well. And I think I might have mentioned that I also sit on the board of the Heritage Museum of Orange County. We're doing very similar work. So I'd like to give you my feedback in terms of my experience and just what I've learned from that process. So without further ado, let me go ahead and get started. So what you have before you is a description of the actual committee. This is a unit of the Magnolia Public Schools Board. And effectively, we are an arm, a branch, a support branch of that board entity, right? So there's really a big charge, and it's two things. If you look at the second paragraph, it is to really charge us to review policy and procedures for all fundraising programs. So this is really important because as you start thinking about and as we start gravitating towards the summer and planning our strategies for next year, how we set our goals, that would be something that would be a conversation for the board here, for the committee. It would also, in turn, measuring our progress against those goals. So as the year goes along, we get into the four different quarters, how we measure that progress, have discussion about making shifts or adjustments to those goals, et cetera. Reviewing the policies we put forward for giving and reviewing this year's versus next year's. And then ensuring that the appropriate use of the funds are donated. So if we receive funds to support a particular school or the home office for a specific need, that those funds are actually being used to support that. So that's where we would work collectively with our CFO. I wanna highlight that first sentence of that next paragraph. We're here to support our principals in our schools. And so everything that we do as a committee has to be aligned around that. So our big goal is really to cultivate donors. My research has really shown that most young development departments start to see dividends into year two. And so next year will be our year two. So we really started this work about a year ago to really start to cultivate donors, to make those relationships and build those relationships. And what we're hearing more and more from foundations is, keep applying. You know, in the world of fundraising, there's a lot of no's before you see yeses. And believe me, we've seen our fair share, but we've also started to see a major uptick in the yeses. And I think that's a big part of what I hope the committee, along with the home office development team, as well as the work with the academic and office of the CEO and superintendent can do together collectively. I think it's the piece at the board that right now, as I previously mentioned at our last meeting, is missing. So that's my hope, is to be able to like maximize all the skill sets and experience from specific board members, right? If you can scroll down a little bit, Jen, if you don't mind, there you go. So obviously I think in conversations past, myself along with Alfredo and Dr. Yab, and I really talked about the formation of this. So I think the obvious is to have Dr. Yapanel lead and chair this committee alongside, obviously with me as the Home Office representative, and also alongside our Office of our CEO and Superintendent, to really move this progress forward. And really, as we move the conversation forward, what I'd like to see is, as board members that are assigned to this committee that have not just the interest, but also even some skill sets, or even relationships that can really help to build what we're trying to achieve here. And so if you can go down to the charge of the development committee, Jen, thank you. So if you look at that number one item, and I bolded it for a reason, that is the charge of the development committee, really like what we are aiming to do. And so what we're aiming to do is really lead in identifying prospects. This can also go, Dr. Yapanel, for example, to your point recently, which is like maybe looking to attract new corporate donors, right? So this is identifying who those prospects are and then making some very strategic ask and quality introductions to those prospects, right? So that's part of what I hope this committee will do. Making introductions is huge. Requesting contributions, it can't be just me sometimes. Sometimes they require me to do a lot of the molding, and might have one of our board members and or CEO make the actual ask when the time is appropriate. And just really expanding the reach of the work that I'm doing at the Home Office. So that's the big, big charge. Part of it is even the peer-to-peer solicitation. So activating our board, activating our executive team, activating our parents, our alumni to give, right? To have skin in the game and really show how much they care about the Magnolia Public Schools organization, right? And really, if you look at point number five, this is a collaborative effort. I mean, there's what I'm trying to do alongside Dr. Yapanel and of course Alfredo is to create a collaborative team that can work collectively side by side to really make these fundraising goals achievable. What I've learned from working with other CMOs is as they build capacities and build, not build, but make this work a priority is when you start to see their investments pay dividends again. I shared some of that at our last meeting. Some of it also includes training. So I'd like to, I'm always looking and seeking training. As a matter of fact, I just got another one approved by the Home Office for a training on how to really solicit corporate donations. That's one that I'll be seeking and doing in the next couple of weeks with Chronicles of Philanthropy. So I would like to also include the development committee in some of those trainings. I think it's important that we do this collectively and together, right? In terms of
Ismail, so I really like this training aspect, but I think we should extend the focus a little bit. Like, there are really small grants, like Target has 500 there, Walmart has 1,000 there, but neither our principals nor teachers know this and has the skills to apply. So if we can also consider extending this training scope to include this type of small grants, I mean, it's not a big deal to train each teacher to apply for this. They just need to know where to go, what to put in. Maybe your team could do it as well, or we could get some outside support, but I really would like everyone's active involvement in this. We can't do this alone as committee. We need principals, we need each staff member to be in this together.
I couldn't agree more. And actually, it's some of the most successful CMOs are actively working with school leaders, actively working with their alumni, folks that have graduated and actually experienced the education at Magnolia, right? So I agree. And I think some of these trainings are low enough of a cost where we can do them as a collective group, maybe even during principal meetings, monthly ones, et cetera. So I agree. So I think training is something that, again, as a young development department, as we're building out and we're looking to form this committee, is something that's going to be critical. Aside from all the other points that I just made, I'm getting close to 6 o'clock, so I'm going to try and wrap up quickly because I'd like to get your feedback before we continue this conversation. And I can also very gladly.
Okay, I have additional 10 minutes or so. Ismail, okay. Don't touch it, please. Yeah, just okay. Make sure we get it done.
That's fantastic. I love that. Okay. So in terms of time requirements, people always ask, like, how much time is this going to take? I think given the world of development, everything kind of works in the world of quarters. So quarter one, quarter two, we're in quarter four now, which just started in April, and it'll go through the next 3 months. I think we can meet quarterly and have end of quarter reflections. We can look at the activities and review all of the materials that we had put in place for that quarter and then do some type of analysis and create some next steps into the following quarter. I think that's how the development committee could really be helpful in the work that I'll be leading alongside with the home office, academic team, finance team, office of CEO and superintendent. Also, work on actionable items in between board meetings. So in between the big items and in between the quarterly meetings, there should be some active items that the development committee members are actively working on. Reporting will obviously be done by the chair of the committee once assigned, and can report out to the MPS board each quarter, as again, I'm recommending. Committee member selection, if you don't mind scrolling down, Jen. It's the second to last item. Right there, thank you. So I think what's important is that we seek some of our more experienced fundraisers and our folks that have this interest or even kind of intersection of interest when it comes to like fundraising. What I mean by that is folks that kind of gravitate to this type of work. We're looking for folks that have either established relationships and or have even groups or subgroups of folks that we would like to attract. So for example, we're looking to activate and engage our parents, for example, once now that we are actively reopening, right? So part of what we want to do is engage them in this work, and part of that is really getting their attention. So for example, someone like Ms. Covarrubias, who has is our PEM representative, could potentially be that person that can help invigorate, engage our parents, right? Someone, for example, that has corporation or corporate background. And again, Dr. Dick Bush, since I have you on the committee call right now, could, for example, a great example would be the matching donation from Qualcomm and how we can maybe deepen that relationship and also extend it to other corporations. So we seek folks that have that those sensibilities and skill sets and maybe even experience that could join this committee. And in terms of term of office, because the development work it takes time. And I think because of that, we look for folks that can be longstanding. And that's important when it comes to donors. I've heard this one too many times from our donors that they look for stability, and not just in terms of the home office or school sites, but also our board and the commitment from our the folks that are really helping to support and drive these initiatives forward. So I think that's important that whomever comes onto this committee is in it for the long haul and is able to work with, again, myself and the home office to really drive this as the basically phase 2.0 of the development work at Magnolia. So now I just want to quickly touch upon the item that I mentioned at the onset, which is recommendation in terms of potentially merging development with some of the existing stakeholder committee work. The stakeholder committee, and I know this work well because I used to lead as the staff lead the updates. A lot of it is grounded on stakeholder survey results. So the work that we hear from our parents, our alumni, our staff. A lot of it is around some of the work that we were doing around some of our parent engagement. But when you look at the two works, although they have some of the similar audiences in some cases, the goals are very different. the goals for development are we're looking to raise dollars and even in really create opportunities where they currently don't exist from current state funding. Whereas the stakeholder committee and outreach is really looking at building partnerships and looking at deepening and making some of our schools really deep, true community schools. So I think the goals are different. And I can use my experience from the Heritage Museum as a board member there to really just kind of help cement that. We've run into that crossroad as well, where we've tried to merge the two, but realized that the end result and end goal is very different. And so we've having to separate again. So I think because we have very specific goals for the development committee, my recommendation would to keep it separate. And that way I can really work closely with whomever selected ultimately with the committee to really help elevate the goals that we've set forward for this committee. That's the extent of my update. I would love your feedback and maybe even recommendations for next steps, which for me, for you all, would be really looking to solidify this document that I sent you all. I can bring back something to our next committee meeting as a final document for adoption in our May board meeting. So with that, I'll hand it back over to Jen and open it up for questions and discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Soto. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? No questions. Board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
Yes, if I may. I really like this, Ismail. Thank you so much for putting together this well thought. It looks like you have put into a lot of time and effort into this. This is really great. Thanks for all your efforts. And this could serve as our bylaws once we finalize it. So I already provided feedback regarding the training portion that should be extended to Magnolia White staff members, alumni, and other things, whatever we want to include in this effort. And I really like the, we will also consider having non-board volunteers as members of committees. That's also great. I think we would just open this up to people. Like we could identify a few people. Like if this committee is going to do communications as well, so we could have someone that's skilled in communications and someone that's skilled in fundraising, or even maybe someone that's skilled in running online campaigns. And we just want to harvest that that skill set, and our board may not have all the skill sets. That's when we will turn into individuals who we could basically bring in and bring them up to speed with our vision and mission and make them as passionate Magnolia supporters. That's when I think they will start to contribute their best, when I see that the work that they are going to do with us will have a great impact on the lives of such a large number of students and families. So I really like that aspect too. I think this is something we should consider further and propagate to the rest of the committees, because there's just so many skilled, so many good-hearted people out there. We just need to find them, engage them, and then work with them together. And I think this is really great overall. I might have some feedback after reading this through, and I like the idea that we finalize this in our May board meeting. And then I actually would like to mention this in our April meeting to seek individuals from the board who are willing to serve on the committee. Then we can also decide and maybe include initial founding committee members as well into the final adoption document. And that's about it. That's all the feedback I have. But thanks so much. I'm very pleased with the work quality and the scope of this work. Thank you again for your efforts.
Just to comment on the last thing that you said, Dr. Yapanol, this is also going to the April 15th board meeting as a discussion item.
Oh, perfect. So they will see this document and we can discuss this further?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Then in May, we approve in the committee, and then full board approves in the regular board meeting. That's the plan. Okay, thank you so much. Perfect timeline. Thanks for working such flawlessly to make this happen. I'm really happy.
Thank you. Any further questions or comments from the members of the board? If not, since this is a discussion item, no actions need to be taken today. With that, if there's any...
Can I ask a question? This is Ernar.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Orza.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Ismael, thank you so much for working on this. And as Dr. Yapanel said, thank you for working on this. I have a question, like maybe you already addressed it this time or last time, but do we have an idea about what other charter organizations, the CMOs are similar to Magnolia, are doing in terms of their development task? And I mean, are they, I asked the question if you could share some data in terms of where and how they're raising their funds. Oh, yeah. And I'm curious to learn about that, actually, if there's any, you know, marketing strategies that are available that they're pursuing, that'd be, I think, helpful to have an idea about for all of us. We know that some of the CMOs are, you know, more successful in this area compared to Magnolia, and there's been a lot of work that they've been doing in terms of raised funds that are a lot compared to Magnolia. So I think we have to learn from them, and if there's anything publicly available, I think we should try to get and access those documents and try to learn from them. So in that regard, if there's anything that you could share for me to learn from them, that'd be great.
Yeah, thank you, Sridhar. This is Ismail again. Those documents really are not publicly available, but I can make them available. I do have relationships established with multiple CMOs and their heads of the development department. So. When looking at their plans and strategies, I think we can compare and look at their strategies as compared to Magnolia's, and of course, to your point, learn from some of those best practices, implement them into our own plans, and then move them forward. So I definitely will reach out and I can share them out once I'm able to receive those.
Thank you. Sardar, I really like this idea. Thanks so much for bringing it up. Ismail, Alfredo, we are part of this LA coalition of charter schools, right? I mean, this is the time to make use of those relationships. We are there to support each other. So this is one of the areas we could definitely learn from them. And I really like the idea of learning from their experience, which will actually jumpstart our efforts too, because we won't be making hopefully the same mistakes that they have made and now learn that what works, what doesn't work. And then all the documentation that they generated, whatever they can share with us, they'll be like a great jumpstart for our committee as well.
Yeah, thanks for that. As a matter of fact, I'm in close contact with the LACEPS team now for the communication efforts that I just shared at the onset of this meeting. And what I'll do is I'll extend it to the other branch of our work, which is, of course, development. So yes, happy to do so.
Great. So communications, you work with them on making this happen, like the video that we've seen and all the media coverage that we are getting, that's part of it.
Yeah, that's very much part of it. So part of the way that we're able to reach out is to extend those relationships and tap into a lot of the resources. So yeah, it's very calculated.
Okay.
The other question or maybe suggestion that I was going to make, this is Sridhar again, is whether or not Marcy from Board on Track could introduce us to someone who can consult us on this thing, the overall fundraising for charter schools. Do you think Dr. Yapanel, she might have some contacts or some resources within Board on Track?
So who was
it? I think they do because I remember receiving an email from Board on Track and it talked about fundraising if we wanted to join a webinar to know how to fundraise within our schools. But it was a while back. So I do know, I think they do. Yeah.
The reason I'm asking and suggesting that is normally typical nonprofits are raising funds mostly from their constituents or volunteers, right? That's not the case for us. We probably have to go outside of our community to get most of our funding. I think that, however, requires certain expertise and certain, knowledge. And I thought maybe someone who is an expert in this matter could guide us or help us to maybe put together a plan or a strategy, how to approach the different, funders, investors, or I don't know, whoever it is, the corporations.
Sridhar, thanks for that recommendation. As a matter of fact, it's a great suggestion. And if possible, I don't know Marcy. Myself, if I could maybe get introduced, I'd love to have a conversation with her because Previous to this conversation about a development committee, I have put obviously a board, it's now board approved development plan and strategy for this year, but it didn't include a development committee from at the board level and how to really engage the board members that are part of the committee to help really move these items forward. So if I can get an introduction to Marcy, I'd be happy to coordinate those trainings with Jen Lara to, you know, have these trainings for the board.
Any further questions or comments?
No, what
I have a comment too. I think a part of it, maybe we can look into like what are the detailed, like itemized type of fundraising possibilities are there, like corporate sponsorship, or sometimes there are already existing programs like with Microsoft Research, etc. It's just we have to follow up and then fill out some form and then we can do it. I think some are like ad hoc. We have to initiate, maybe going to, let's say, Qualcomm meeting with something which is not already existing program, but some are already existing. So that type of things, maybe there are further, I don't know. I think those things might help. And another comment is, I don't know in Magnolia if we have access to it, like LinkedIn Learning, they have online courses. Over there, I have seen, I was planning to watch like fundraising for nonprofits, etc. So, and also I know they have like discounts for nonprofits. So I don't know, I guess if this is something that might be pursued also, or maybe the existing thing, I guess Mr. Soto said this training, maybe once it is done, maybe that may not be needed. But as an idea, I just wanted to pitch it. Thanks.
And then also I have some of what we did in, when I had my son in private school, we had like a newsletter every week. And for those private owned businesses that our parents had, they would pay to have their ads from their stores or whatever business it was in those weekly letters. So something small, but you know, that's one way. And then also advertising somebody's business on campus. I don't know if what guidelines we have on that, but that's another way of fundraising too. And then there was one more. Oh, and then like, I remember when we, when my son was in robotics, there was a team that received all the fundraising from different technical, IT companies, and they just would want their logo, you know, just to be able to see, to have parents to be able to see that. So that's another way to do fundraising as well. Just those are small, like I know it's for the schools, but those are just ideas that I remember when I was involved in the schools.
Ms. Covarrubias, this is Ismael again. Thank you for your feedback. And I actually do appreciate it because you are hitting on something that's very key, which is again, engaging our families. And I think as part of our focus and goal is really to find ways to encourage companies, organizations to either underwrite or support our schools. One example is we do have a corporation that's currently for the last 2 years supported and underwritten the robotics teams at both MSA 1 and 2, for example. So we can certainly look at deepening those relationships and incorporating or inviting others and really tapping into the resources that we have, which is our parents. So would love your support on that as well, potentially as a development committee member. So thank you for that.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, since Dr. Yopano needs to hop off, we have to adjourn the meeting. So with that, once again, since this is a discussion item, no action.
If Jennifer, if there's more comments by the board members, there's still quorum, right? Even if I drop off, you could continue.
No, if you drop off, that would be the end of quorum.
Oh, I see. Okay. Were there any feedback then, or this was all? Thank you so much, everyone. I mean, every feedback that board members and staff members have provided was very to the point and very helpful. And I think Ismail made notes to include that feedback to the document on the next iteration.
Thank you.
But feel free to, I think we shared this document with all the staff members and all the board members, and we can collect feedback that way too, I think, offline, Ismail.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, great. Okay. So with that, Dr. Yapano, may you adjourn the meeting? The time is 6:13 p.m.
Yes, I would like to adjourn the meeting at 6:13. Thank you again for the staff members and board members to be present at the meeting, and I'm looking forward to seeing you all in the next meeting.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Good evening.
Bye.